Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
I saw that there's some nasty weather moving up the East Coast right now, known as Tropical Storm Gert.
But first, let's begin this hour's E! News with Taylor Swift this morning.
Yeah, so we're taking a look at some of the pictures the sketch artist drew of Taylor Swift in the courtroom. And this poor guy that did the drawing, Jeff Candiba. That sounds like a yeast infection. Candida. So I doubt that that's it.
Looks like you have Candiba.
Oh, God. How you doing with your Candiba? Well, he was interviewed. They're not the greatest pictures in the world. They just don't look much like her, and people are giving the guy a hard time. He was interviewed by a local news station in Denver. He said it definitely is not as easy as it looks. He says a person like Taylor Swift, who's very pretty and has perfectly proportioned dimensions on the face, is actually much harder to sketch. Everybody's got little idiosyncrasies about them that you want to pick up on. It's hard. Some people are just much easier to draw than others. If you give me somebody with a beard and glasses, bingo, I got it. So, yeah. So, the butt-groping former DJ David Mueller, interviewed on Good Morning America yesterday, continues to insist that he never did anything wrong. He said that he can pass a polygraph. He also said he didn't want any money, despite asking for the $3 million in damages, and that all he wanted was a note from Taylor and her people saying that there was a misunderstanding so he could show potential employers that he isn't, you know, a creeper. So he says he plans to fight back, may file an appeal.
Boy, that's going to be expensive.
Pricey, very pricey. The guy's older than I thought. When I looked at the pictures, he's one of those guys you can't really tell, like right. How old he is. But on Good Morning America, I'm like, God, this dude looks like he's in his 40s. What's he doing grabbing Taylor Swift's butt?
I'd like to see I'd like to see him take that lie detector test.
Yeah.
Do you believe him now that you've heard him talk publicly about it? Do you believe him more?
No. I think what's really sketchy, too, is that apparently he had audio of a meeting that he had with his boss short time after the Taylor Swift incident.
Right.
And some of the audio from that interview he shared, or from that discussion that he had taken on his, I think it was his iPhone.
The parts of the conversation that were beneficial to him were shared.
And then when somebody asked for the rest of the conversation, he had lost his phone, accidentally deleted it on his iPad.
Like all of his devices had somehow fried it.
Right.
So I don't know.
Yeah.
That sounds shady.
Yeah.
Anything else, Jen, on the E! News front?
Well, yeah, we had Judge Judy.
Oh, right.
You know, Judge Judy, this is a great story, actually. She had a couple of people in her courtroom. Case involved two people, both claiming to be the rightful owner of a dog named Baby Boy. The woman who had Baby Boy insisted that she legally bought the dog off of someone on the street. Then there was also a guy who claimed that he was Baby Boy's owner before that and somebody had stolen him. So Judge Judy let Baby Boy decide who his true owner was.
Oh, no kidding. How'd that go?
So she let the dog loose in the courtroom, and right away, he ran over to the original owner's feet, jumped on his leg, and wagged his tail. So she gave the dude the dog.
That's a good way to decide.
You know, there's a lot of dogs that would have walked around the whole courtroom and hit up every audience member there. Yeah.
Like mine.
Hey,
probably.
You smell good.
No kidding.
Hey, listen, we have some other E-news that we want to get to. How you can now see as many movies as you want to at the theater for $10 a month, but we got to take a break first. So we'll have that when we come back.
While we're talking about signs, this one was seen at a protest in New York last night. That's a mime holding a sign that says, always speak out against bigotry. Hey, President Trump, it's not great when a mime is more outspoken about racism than you are. By the way, this is how bad things have gotten. We're taking the side of a mime.
6:39, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. Patchy morning fog, a sun cloud mix, and then a late day thunderstorm. We'll see a high around 88. Right now it's 70. At Cincinnati's Q102. Do you guys, anybody here use MoviePass?
No, but I think I might need to.
MoviePass is a service that's been around for a few years now where you actually pay a monthly flat rate, mm-hmm. and then you can go see as many movies in the theater as you want.
And is it any theater, or how does that work?
There are some minor catches in there, and it might depend on the theater chain. The monthly cost was $50 a month. Now it's $9.95.
Oh,
they've slashed it down to just under $10, so you can see as many movies as you want for roughly the cost of one ticket.
That is crazy.
Or less than one ticket in a lot of areas. Now, there are a few minor catches. You can only go to one movie per day, and it does not include the premium theaters, you know, like the IMAX screen or 3D movies. I don't think every theater accepts MoviePass, although the company says 91% of them do.
We'll see you at the Danbury.
Are they even still open?
Yeah, I think so.
I think they've completely rehashed or something.
But they call them something else. I think they're called Regal or something now, like a new name.
But you want to find out first by going on their website to see if they're accepted at the theater you are planning on attending. But not surprisingly, MoviePass got slammed, and for most of yesterday, the whole site was down. And there's a chance this deal might be too good to be true. AMC Theaters is already threatening to block MoviePass over the price cut. They are accepting it for the moment, and like all the other theaters that accept the service, they still get the full price of the ticket. MoviePass covers the full price every time. In the past, they've made up that difference, though, through marketing partnerships with theaters for concessions, where the real money is.
Yeah, no kidding.
And selling user data about their movie-going habits and stuff like that is another way they make money. But AMC says this $10 a month thing is unsustainable and that it's going to make consumers devalue the movie-going experience. In other words, they think it's going to fall apart and then people will be even more angry about paying $10 to $20 to see a movie when they used to be able to see movies for, well, free. For now, it's unclear whether or not they'll be able to stop accepting MoviePass. For what it's worth, the average price of a movie ticket is $8.84. That feels like it's down.
I mean, what would be the maximum number of movies that you would, even with your schedule, be able to see a month? Could you do one a week, maybe? Can you see yourself really being able to do more than one a week?
Oh, no. I get free movies now. I don't. Most movies, unless it's a no-pass engagement on a Friday night, I can usually walk into a place because I have a special pass that gets me into them. And even in that case, I'm lucky if I see a movie once every 2 or 3 months.
Yeah. So I wonder how many people are going to be like, oh, and then they hardly ever use it. I mean, how many times have you done that?
Same with the gym membership.
Yep.
Exactly.
Immediately, I thought the same thing. Or even paying to like go to Sam's. You're like, oh, my God, I'm going to be there all the time. And you go like maybe
every three months. Yeah, exactly. Bachelorette. I was on vacation. I did not see the Bachelorette finale. I haven't even seen the proposal.
Oh,
Ryan and Rachel, was it touching?
Chet. No, Rachel and Chet.
Ryan. Was it touching? Did anybody?
I mean, it was okay. We played the audio clip of it. And the funny thing about the proposal is that he's like, Rachel, will you? And she's like, look at the ring. It was really cute.
She's like, hurry up. Give me the ring.
She's like, put it on my hand.
Let me have it.
It was cute.
We thought a little bit of what was interesting is the guy that was genuine and honest and said, I really like you. I want to get you better. I want to get to know you better, but I'm not ready to
propose.
She was the one that she sent him home.
Oh, I saw that one coming.
Was
too.
That Peter?
Peter.
Yeah. Well, 7.6 million viewers watched The Bachelorette. It was number 4 in TV shows last week. World of Dance season finale at number 3. Game of Thrones people, 10.7 million viewers.
Of course.
Watched that. Number 2. And America's Got Talent. Number 1. On the top 20 shows. But yeah, I think Game of Thrones, I don't know if they're figuring in how many people are watching that the day after or
binge watching it like at the end.
I know. I'm kind of like, I don't know what to do now that I'm all caught up.
I feel that same way about House of Cards, because I was, when it came out like May 30th and I was on maternity leave and it was awesome. I mean, Scott and I watched it back to back to back. And then when it ended, I'm like, you know, we got to wait a year for this thing to come back on.
I can
almost
now understand.
I feel like I would have just watched one a month or something.
I'm glad I didn't start at the beginning because it's just too much to ask of a person.
Yeah.
To wait a whole week for a new episode and then wait a whole year for a new season.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.